Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 316, Business Emails and Abbreviations. This is English as a Second Language podcast, episode 316. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development, in the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com and download a learning guide for this episode. Our learning guides are 8 to 10 page PDF guides that will give you a complete transcript of everything we say on this podcast. You will also receive all of the most important vocabulary words with definitions and new sample sentences. We also have additional explanations of vocabulary that we don't talk about on the podcast, comprehension questions, and a cultural note. This episode is called Business Emails and Abbreviations. Let's get started. Dear Sam, I am writing to follow up on our phone conversation, re the upcoming meeting. We've made good headway in our planning, having settled many of the arrangements, e.g., the date, time, and venue. However, we still need to decide on the agenda, i.e., who will speak, in what order, and for what length of time. Fortunately, we have free rein to set up the meeting as we see fit. So it's just a matter of hammering out the details before we can invite the participants, book the meeting room, etc. I suggest that we call a second meeting and invite some of the people who will be involved in the meeting. Adam, Lynn, Toshi, Cecilia, et al. With everyone there, we should be able to come to a decision about the remaining issues. If this is in line with your thinking, I'll send out an email ASAP. Let me know what you think. Luis. P.S. We also need to start planning the annual meeting, but we can wait until this one is wrapped up before we start on that. This episode discusses an email and some of the abbreviations that we use in an email or a letter. Abbreviations are letters that stand for or take the place of words. We use abbreviations to save time in our writing. Some abbreviations we also use even when we talk to each other, but for the most part, abbreviations are used in writing. In this email, we begin with Luis saying to Sam, "Dear Sam, I am writing to follow up on, or to continue the action on, our planned phone conversation, RE, the upcoming meeting." RE, with a colon after it. A colon is when you have one period on top of another period, what looks like a period. RE colon means regarding, related to, or on the subject of. When it is in the middle of a letter, it is normally not capitalized. You will usually see RE in a letter or a memo at the top of the letter or memo, or right before the actual text of the letter or memo. There it is capitalized, capital R, small e, colon. So Luis says, I am writing to follow up on our phone conversation regarding the upcoming meeting. We've made good headway in our planning. To make headway, H-E-A-D-W-A-Y, one word, means to make progress, to advance. To make headway is the process of moving a project forward, doing the next thing that has to be done. Luis says, we've made good headway in our planning, having settled many of the arrangements. Settled here means having planned, having arranged, or simply having decided. So they've settled or decided on many of the arrangements. E.G. E period, G period, stands for the Latin expression exempli gratia or gratia. This means for example or for instance. E period, G period. So Luis says, we've settled on many of the arrangements, for example, the date, time, and venue. A venue, V-E-N-U-E, is the place or location where some event or some activity, some meeting will take place. However, Luis says, we still need to decide on the agenda. Your agenda, A-G-E-N-D-A, is a list of things that you will be discussing in a meeting. Usually, the order in which you will be discussing these topics. However, we still need to decide on the agenda, I period E period. IE stands for, again, a Latin expression, id est, and it means, in other words, or that is. So Luis is saying, we still need to decide on the agenda, that is, who will speak, in what order, and for what length of time. IE is similar to EG. When you use EG, you're giving an example of something. When you're using IE, you're giving an additional definition, if you will, of that word. So Luis is explaining that when he says agenda, he means the order of the speakers and the length of time they will be speaking. When he talks about the arrangements, he uses EG because he's giving an example of some of the arrangements they have settled on, they have already decided on. Luis continues, fortunately, we have free rein to set up the meeting as we see fit. Free rein, R-E-I-N, two words, means freedom to do what you want, the ability to make decisions on your own. Someone may say to you, you have free rein on this project. Do whatever you want. That means you can make all of your own decisions. My wife has free rein for deciding what kind of furniture we're going to buy. It's her decision. Louise says that we have free rein to set up the meeting as we see fit. The expression "as we see fit" or "as you see fit" means as we want, as we like. We can do whatever we want. It's very similar to free rein. Louise says it's just a matter of hammering out the details. It's just a matter of means the only thing we have to do is hammer out the details. The phrasal verb to hammer out means to decide or determine the final details of something, usually an agreement or, in this case, a meeting. We need to hammer out the details. We need to figure out all of the little things that need to be done. Louise says they need to hammer out the details before we can invite the participants, the people coming to the meeting, before we can book the room or reserve the meeting room, etc. At the end, he says ETC, period. ETC is another Latin abbreviation for the words et cetera. Et cetera is abbreviated ETC, period, and it means that we are saying the list that we are giving is not complete, that there are other things that we could add to this list of things. In this case, Luis is saying that the details include inviting the participants, booking the room, and other things. But he doesn't want to list every single thing. So to let Sam know that there are other things in addition, he uses the abbreviation ETC. Luis suggests that they call a second meeting and invite some of the people who will be involved in the main meeting. And then he lists some names: Adam, Lynn, Toshi, Cecilia, et al. Et al., spelled E-T-A-L, period, two different words, E-T and then space, A-L, period, is again a Latin expression which means "and others." The Latin expression is et ali. We use etc., E-T-C, period, when we are talking about things in a list. We use et al. When we are talking about people. So instead of giving all the names of the people, Luis says Adam, Lynn, Toshi, Cecilia, et al., meaning there are other people on the list. English, as you can see, uses a lot of Latin words, abbreviations for Latin words, in its writing. Louis says with everyone there, with everyone at the meeting, we should be able to come to a decision about the remaining issues. The remaining issues are the things that haven't been finished yet. If this is in line with your thinking, I'll send out an email ASAP. The expression "to be in line," L-I-N-E, with someone's thinking means that you are in agreement. You have the same opinion. The abbreviation ASAP stands for as soon as possible, as soon as you can. Sometimes people will say ASAP, but mostly we say ASAP. These letters are usually capitalized without periods in between them. Notice for the other abbreviations, the Latin abbreviations especially, we tend to use periods. But for ASAP, there are usually no periods and all the letters are capitalized. Finally, Luis says PS, capital P, period, capital S, period. This is an abbreviation for postscript. It's used at the end of a letter or the end of the message to add some additional information. It is always put underneath the name of the person. So you have a letter or an email. On the bottom, you put your name. Then you want to say something else. You can say PS. If you write an email to your wife, you may tell her, I will be home tonight at 5 o'clock. And then you put your name, and below your name you put PS, I love you. Isn't that nice? Luis says, PS, we also need to start planning the annual meeting, but we can wait until this one is wrapped up before we start on that. To wrap, W-R-A-P, up, something, is a phrasal or two-word verb meaning to finish, to complete, to end. To wrap up also has some additional definitions. Take a look at our learning guide for some more explanations about that. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a normal speed. Dear Sam, I'm writing to follow up on our phone conversation, re the upcoming meeting. We've made good headway in our planning, having settled many of the arrangements, e.g. the date, time, and venue. However, we still need to decide on the agenda, i.e. who will speak, in what order, and for what length of time. Fortunately, we have free rein to set up the meeting as we see fit. So it's just a matter of hammering out the details before we can invite the participants, book the meeting room, etc. I suggest that we call a second meeting and invite some of the people who will be involved in the meeting. Adam, Lynn, Toshi, Cecilia, et al. With everyone there, we should be able to come to a decision about the remaining issues. If this is in line with your thinking, I'll send out an email ASAP. Let me know what you think. Luis. P.S. We also need to start planning the annual meeting, but we can wait until this one is wrapped up before we start on that. The script for this episode was written by Dr. Lucy Say. Well, we will wrap up this episode of ESL Podcast. Thank you for listening. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2007.